Happy holidays and welcome to Transforming Energy, the NREL podcast, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory. We're highlighting the latest in clean energy research and innovations happening at the lab. It's Wednesday, December 27th. I'm Karen Jeremin.
And I'm Taylor Mankel. Karen, it's hard to believe, but we are here. It's the end of 2023.
Wow.
Another one for the books.
That's crazy. How does it happen like that? Every year goes so fast, especially with our work at the lab. And if I feel that way, I'm sure our listeners do too, right? So this episode, we're going to look back at NREL's 2023 and catch everybody up on some of the things we've done this year.
We're going to do our best to hit the big highlights. For more details on NREL's efforts in 2023, you can head over to NREL.gov. We've got a great story with more information on each of these topics.
Absolutely. So shall we dive into the top 10 of NREL's most impactful stories? Let's do a swap. I'll do one and then you do the next. How about that?
Sounds perfect. I'll get us started. First up, we're looking to the future. While we might be talking about 2023 here, this research is already looking to 2030. As we get more electric vehicles or EVs on the road, we will need a charging network that will reach the farthest corners of the nation, helping to make convenient, reliable, and affordable charging a reality for all Americans. NREL's 2030 National Charging Network study estimated the number, type, and location of chargers needed to create a comprehensive charging infrastructure to support the anticipated 30 to 42 million EVs on the road by 2030.
All right, story number two. Geothermal energy is a resource that has long been employed by countries around the world, but it had a big year in 2023. Geothermal has the ability to provide electricity, heating, cooling, and storage, plus the potential to capture and sequester carbon, produce green hydrogen, and more. This year, Colorado Governor Jared Polis and the Western Governors Association launched the Heat Beneath Our Feet initiative to encourage renewable geothermal energy generation throughout Colorado and the West. NREL provided technical assistance for the project and hosted the association right on our campus in February.
Third up, the Super Lab. For 1 hour in January 2023, a power plant like no other existed in the U.S. Mountain West. NREL and Idaho National Laboratory linked capabilities through the Department of Energy's Energy Sciences Network to create a Super Lab. The unique power plant contained a solar array, lithium-ion battery, hydrogen electrolyzers, and a nuclear reactor, all coordinating with each other to provide reliable power. SuperLab allows us to study energy systems that don't currently exist.
Okay, here's another story involving our National Lab colleagues. NREL, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory researchers co-authored a report that provides direction for future hydrogen blending. Hydrogen is an energy carrier that can be produced and consumed with nearly zero emissions in several key markets where natural gas is currently used, including blending natural gas and hydrogen. But how we blend hydrogen into natural gas pipelines presents some complications. The TriLab report explores some of those complications and impacts.
Next up, NREL scientists have developed a bifacial perovskite solar cell that has the potential to produce higher energy yields and lower cost. The dual nature of a bifacial solar cell enables the capture of direct sunlight on the front of the cell and the capture of reflected sunlight on the back of the cell, allowing this type of device to outperform its monofacial or one-sided counterparts.
All right, hydrogen energy making yet another appearance here on the list. NREL and West Australia company Fortescue Future Industries partnered together for the Fortescue Colorado Innovation Center, which is a green hydrogen research and development center in Colorado. The collaboration will be 3 years, but Fortescue Future Industries expects to invest $80 million over the next 10 years in research projects with NREL. The partnership has the potential to create more than 350 jobs in Colorado.
I'm noticing some patterns in these stories. A lot of them include partnerships. It's exciting to see how our work with industry partners expanded in 2023. And right on cue, our seventh story is about our partnership with General Electric, or GE, in wind energy research. In an attempt to harness their massive wind energy resource, states along the Atlantic coast have pledged to deploy almost 20 gigawatts of wind energy by 2035. Last year, NREL and GE studied how low-level jet streams could impact the coastal wind farm installations to find critical insights for a burgeoning U.S. wind energy economy.
NREL researchers have created a new, meticulously researched data set that details how buildings do and could use energy. Buildings are responsible for 40% of total energy use in the United States, including 75% of all electricity use and 35% of the nation's carbon emissions. That's a huge sector that we're going to decarbonize. With the new data set, researchers have revealed the massive climate impacts that improving our nation's building stock could have.
And can't forget the water power team. Ocean waves contain a tremendous amount of power. In the U.S., ocean waves carry the equivalent of almost 60% of the country's annual electricity needs. So why aren't we using it? Well, first, we need a whole new fleet of technologies to affordably harness those waves. This year, the NREL Marine Energy Team, as a part of a $24.9 million funding opportunity from the Department of Energy, worked on four different projects focused on wave energy converter designs.
And last but certainly not least, our final top story is about plastics. With only a small percentage of plastics recycled, determining the best way to recycle and reuse these materials may enable higher adoption of plastics recycling and reduce plastic waste pollution. This year, NREL researchers examined the benefits and trade-offs of current and emerging technologies for recycling certain types of plastic to determine the most appropriate options. The researchers provided a comparison of various technologies for closed-loop recycling, which allow for the reuse of plastic through mechanical or chemical processing.
From geothermal to plastics recycling, it's been a busy year. Not to mention, we launched this podcast.
Yes, I guess that didn't make NREL's top 10 stories, but it certainly made mine, Taylor.
Right.
It's been a pleasure. So we're just going to sneak it in there. And we actually have some exciting news about this podcast for 2024.
We do. We're adding a new format to our podcast schedule for all of you to get excited about.
Woohoo.
While these shorter episodes are great for keeping everyone up to date on the recent research and news every other week, we want to provide even more NREL content to our listeners.
That's right. We are adding in a new episode series called Lab Notes to the podcast. Along with our regularly scheduled episodes, Lab Notes will take us on deeper dives into the research and the people of NREL. And our first episode will feature a very exciting guest who is kind of a big deal around the lab, to say the least. Or should we tell him? I don't know. Should we just keep it a secret?
Keeping the secret's too hard. Just tell him.
All right. Sounds good. So please join us for the first episode of Lab Notes as we welcome NREL Lab Director, Dr. Martin Keller.
Exciting. We're going to hear all about how he came to NREL and what to expect from the lab as we continue to grow. Join us here in 2 weeks for our next episode. What an exciting way to start the new year.
So exciting. And with that, we will wish all of you a very happy and safe new year. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more about the podcast or have clean energy questions you'd like us to cover, send us an email at podcast@nrel.gov.
And be sure to give us a positive review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks again, everyone. Have a safe and peaceful new year.
This episode was adapted from a December 2023 NREL News article written by Allison Montroy. Our theme music is written and performed by Ted Vaca, and episode music by Chuck Koenig, Jim Riley, and Mark Sanseverino of Drift BC. This podcast is produced by NREL's Communications Office and recorded at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado. We express our gratitude and acknowledge that the land we are on is the traditional and ancestral homelands of the Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Ute peoples. We recognize and pay respect to the Indigenous peoples from our past, present, and future, and are grateful to those who have been and continue to be stewards of this land.